attacking the injured hand of the Big Show.
As I'm watching SummerSlam live right now, I think that it was the worst start to a pay-per-view I have seen in a long time. Completely bullshit and senseless. I mean, how senseless can you get? Whether Vince McMahon's got a problem with Baron Corbin, I do not know. But Baron Corbin is one of my favourite wrestlers, and I wanted to see him get that push. What's the point of a month ago giving him the Money in the Bank contract, then him losing the Money in the Bank thanks to Vince's poster boy, John Cena? And then, what I'm expecting out of this match is Baron Corbin at least to brutalise Cena, bust him up or something, kick the living shit out of him all match, like Brock Lesnar did in 2014. That's what I was expecting. Instead, Cena gets a clean win. So basically, Baron Corbin's career is buried in 1 week. He lost the Money in the Bank and he lost the start of the match. That was completely senseless bullshit. I do not know what creative thing was behind that, but this was shit. And this is SummerSlam is so far been boring. This match between Cass and Big Show is boring. Naomi, I just like to watch her wrestle because she's fit, and we gotta give it to her, she's got good moves. But that Corbin Cena match was very, very disappointing. I'm reluctant to give it a 1 star because it just did not make sense at all. I mean, I could feel it. Corbin weren't attacking fastly like he does. You were attacking slowly, and you're just setting up for Cena to humiliate him. It's just bullshit. Like, see how? That's why I do not like Cena, and it's true. He does bury careers. So he's been the poster boy for fucking years, and all he does is bury careers. So people got right to speak against Cena. Must be Vince McMahon's mad at Baron Corbin, so we'll get poster boy in here, John Cena, to bury his fucking career. Now next pay-per-view, yeah, we'll get Cena to win the title again. Yay! 16-time champion, man. It'd be a jobber back in the Attitude Era, or in any era. It just makes me sick. I'm really disappointed with that match. I just wanted to see John Cena get his ass kicked so bad, worse than what Lesnar did to him. But I just do not understand. If I was Baron Corbin, I would quit the WWE, if that's the case. I wouldn't like let myself get humiliated by Vince McMahon and his little ass-kissing poster boy John Cena. It's completely a bullshit. Who thought of that is completely fucking retarded. I am absolute bullshit. That match is one of the worst matches I've ever seen in WWE. I mean, you're supposed to start, especially an event like SummerSlam, with a bang. I just cannot believe what got into the creative and what got into that to make that match how it was. But that was just absolutely fucked up, how that match was. And the crowd is dead. You've got a boring match between the Big Show, who's been fucking in it for over 20 years. I mean, Enzo's just annoying. He's not. Don't know what's going to happen to Baron Corbin. What's the point of giving him a Money in the Bank contract? Me thinking he's the next big star, next big heel. And people, like, a lot of people can identify with Baron Corbin being a lone wolf, not liking anyone, you know, because life's hard and people fuck you over. And I can relate to Baron Corbin because I want to fucking hurt people sometimes. And just Cena is just one of them guys that makes me want to hurt somebody because he's a corporate suck up and he fucking destroys careers for this corporate company. That's not giving any other wrestling company anything. Just complete fucking bullshit. It's just absolutely fucking bullshit the way that happened. If I was Baron Corbin, I'd leave. I mean, this match between Cass and Big Show is boring as hell, slow as hell. Enzo was just, what's that tattoo he got on him live? What is he trying to be, Tupac or something? Come on, man, don't make a fucking fool of yourself, man. You're completely, you're not funny at all. Yeah, fucking boot him in the head, get that piece of trash out of there. Should be playing a role of James fucking Ellsworth. God, man. I like Big Cass. I think he could be the next Kevin Nash. Even better than Kevin Nash. Yeah, Big Boot. Get the fucking bit victory. Big Show, man. He's been in it for so fucking long. And he's in the main card at SummerSlam. Big Cass would be fighting someone different. I mean, and just the first match was absolutely, you know, I can't see how anyone can, unless they're a little fucking kid or a fucking retarded grown up, enjoy that match. Cena buried another career of Baron Corbin, and Cena's a prick, and he is in real life. Fuck you, Cena, because you buried people's career and you've done it for fucking years, not letting anyone get to the top. Just come back and think you can just bury people's careers. Baron Corbin is a good wrestler, he's a great heel, a great personality people can identify with. And I just think that's completely bullshit what you did on that first match. I'm absolutely disappointed in that, and I don't think this is going to be a good SummerSlam. That's all I've got to say about it. So fuck you, Cena, and kiss McMahon's ass all fucking night and fucking shag him up the fucking ass, because I'm sick of Cena. And it's true, he does bury careers. He buries Ryback's, CM Punk's, you name it, he buries careers. I mean, Randy Orton's different. Bruce Lee. Is that about Bruce Lee, Birth of the Dragon? Fuck you, Cena, you steadhead prick. Smash your fucking head in with an ice pick. Just a fucking corporate poster boy. Fucking rich bastard. Can't even wrestle. Just do the same fucking moves all over again. Hip toss, knuckle shovel. The fucking DDT off the top rope's not even proper. You shit wrestler, you're shit on the mic. You bury careers, you're the fucking disease to the WWE. Now we've got a real person talking, Kurt Angle. Hey, Daniel Bryan, Kurt Angle. Two great wrestlers. Anyway, I'm gonna watch SummerSlam. What a bullshit. SummerSlam's been absolutely crap so far. Anyway, bye. You learn more from your failures. I know I did. And yeah. And it's tough dealing.